Nearly 3,500 people looked for treatment from Ireland's biggest drug and alcohol treatment centre last year. Coolmine, which has branches across the country, says the numbers represent a 35% increase on 2024. We're joined this morning by its CEO, Pauline McKeown. Pauline McKeown, your annual report is out today. What is the breakdown between those seeking help for drugs or alcohol or both?
Yeah, so I suppose we certainly have seen a 35% increase on 2023 and as we publish this
2023,
report.
2023, of course, thank you.
Yeah, but I suppose, Audrey, the breakdown for us really is that we're seeing of those figures, it's an 11% increase year on year for women accessing our services. And for us, that's a drive and a commitment we've had for many years to reduce the barriers for women, such as stigma, the provision of childcare, and also the fact that they often will be coming from domestic violence. Critically, over 365 parents completed our services in our Parents Under Pressure programme. Again, a 28% increase from 23, but that is about a whole of family approach. So that's working with the adult who's been impacted by drug and alcohol use, but also supporting their children and the family. And indeed, we actually had 52 babies and young children access our services in 2024. And I suppose, Audrey, for us, that's critical because that's where we're able to intervene early. We're able to support people in recovery to be the best parent for their children and for that family unit with support to remain together. In doing so, we're actually able to break generational cycles of addiction in Irish society.
How far on the path to addiction are many of the people who come to you, Pauline? Are they at that addiction point?
They certainly are. The majority of clients with whom Coolmine work with have had a long time of addiction, homelessness in prison. I'll give you an example. In our annual report, David shares his recovery journey. And I suppose growing up as a teen and during his young adult life, he only knew addiction, prison and homelessness. He arrived in crisis to our services, struggling to survive and impacted significantly by trauma. In treatment, he found his voice. He found his confidence. It grew. But more importantly, practical and life skills developed that allowed him to transform his life. And in doing so, step by step, it started with getting his driver's license. He found employment. He completed a degree in sociology, social policy. And after college, and I suppose with confidence and a newfound self-worth, he started his own business. And that business is very successful for him and his family today. I suppose his family got their son back. His children got their father back, who's very present and loving in their lives. And in 2024, he gave back to Coolmine and he donated a set of football jerseys to our football team across our services. And I suppose this really reflects, it was a powerful and emotional moment for how far he has come. It's a life not just in recovery, but he reflects it's filled with purpose, resilience and a life that is now worth sharing with others in his life.
Yeah, because the impact beyond the person themselves, the impact on the wider family, those familial relationships can be enormous.
Absolutely. Families and communities are devastated by a growing impact of addiction across Irish society. We're now seeing cocaine prevalence, the use of cocaine. We're seeing that crossing and straddling across all socioeconomic groups. So, you know, we are needing to adapt services. We are needing to increase services. And we need to have an eye and a focus to the fact that we need to have services, addiction services available in local communities, in rural areas. It's no longer just an urban problem.
Is it saying that there's a lot of very broken people in our society for a variety of reasons, Pauline?
I suppose, Audrey, what it's saying is that people have had experiences that have resulted in them accessing and using drugs. I think what happens often is what becomes, you know, teenage years and experimenting and recreational drug use, it can grow for people into becoming a significant problem in their life. You know, there's only 10% of the population that use drugs that will have a significant problem with it that will require intervention. For many, it just passes over, for want of a better way to say it. But I suppose the clients with whom Coolmine work are people who have had a lot of other challenges in their lives. And often that could be the fact that, you know, particularly for the women that we work with, there may be periods of trauma in their life. There may be periods of abuse and violence in their life. And that is their way to cope. It's to use substances to try and deal with the emotional pain that they're experiencing that time.
Thank you very much indeed, Pauline McKeown, CEO of Cool Mine. It is 7:30 and Kate's here with the latest news.